Hello, everyone. I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Voters in four more states are choosing the person they want to be their party's presidential nominee. Both parties are caucusing in Washington state, and there are Democratic caucuses in Nebraska and Republican ones in Kansas. Meanwhile, Louisiana is holding its Democratic and Republican primaries. Also today, Republican caucuses in Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands, and Democratic caucuses in the Virgin Islands. Senator Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have made Washington state the prime battleground. Both of the state's female senators have endorsed Senator Clinton. But Washington Governor Chris Gregoire has decided to back Obama and appeared at a rally with him in Seattle yesterday. Most of the presidential candidates are already looking ahead to the next round of contests. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are both in Maine, which holds Democratic caucuses tomorrow. Later today, they'll both head to Virginia, which holds primaries on Tuesday. Republican John McCain has no public appearances scheduled today, but his long-shot rival, Mike Huckabee, is making stops in Washington, D.C. and Maryland, which also holds primaries on Tuesday. It looks as if software giant Microsoft will not acquire Yahoo after all. According to the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo plans to reject Microsoft's unsolicited bid of $44.6 billion. The paper reports that Yahoo's board believes the offer massively undervalues the company. And striking Hollywood writers are gathering in Los Angeles and New York to vote on an agreement that could end the three-month-old walkout. The Writers Guild of America says it will present a deal with the major Hollywood studios to its striking members. An end to the strike would clear the way for the Academy Awards show to be held without disruption in 2 weeks. The writers could be back at work as early as Monday. Space Shuttle Atlantis is docked with the International Space Station. Atlantis and its crew of seven are delivering a giant European-built space lab to the station. Also on hold, a couple of bottles of salsa to spice up those dehydrated space food packets. It's a present for Station Commander Peggy Whitson, celebrating, by the way, her 48th birthday. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.